Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? It's Danny Wood of New Kids on the Block. Mixtape tour special guest Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Salt-N-Pepa, Naughty by Nature. It's going to be May 4th in Cleveland, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. You got brothers Jordan and Jonathan and Joey McIntyre, of course, and Donnie Wahlberg. Which in the group were you closest to?
I'm closest with Donnie. I mean, we've known each other since kindergarten, so well over 40 years of knowing each other.
Doesn't that sound crazy when you say over 40 years? I was like, oh, my gosh, how old am I?
That doesn't bother me. I mean, we're so lucky to be doing this again the past 10 years, so I'm just happy we're going back out on tour next year.
Oh, and so are we, because, you know, 80s and 90s, my girlfriends and I and my cousins, we were all about coming to your shows and so excited to make stupid T-shirts and hang out there, but we never got your attention. What does a girl have to do to get your attention when we're in the audience?
I don't know. Nowadays, it's a little different. We all travel with our families. Like, my dad comes with me. My daughters come with me. So it's a little different, and I'm the only one that's not married in the group.
When you look in the audience now, do you see you grew up with us? I mean, we were there with you when you started, and we're coming back to the shows again. So it might be like me with my daughter now. Do you recognize, like, the audience has just kind of matured along with you?
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot of that. There's also a lot of, like you just said, you know, a lot of moms bringing their daughters. And, I mean, my daughters go to the shows, and they're 19 and 20.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of that. But there's also a younger part of the crowd that's, from when we toured with the Backstreet Boys, we kind of picked up some of their fans. They picked up some of ours. You know, it's really worked out. It's a pretty diverse crowd.
Cleveland loves entertainment. We have great venues here. We've got great crowds that come to your shows. It was a great crowd, too, when you teamed up with the Backstreet Boys for NKOTBSB. Were they difficult to work with? The Backstreet Boys, were they a little bit diva, maybe?
No, they're just different. You know, you know, we come from a different background than them. Like, some of them were on the Mickey Mouse Club, and they were all in Orlando, you know, having jobs in Disneyland and Disney World, whatever. We don't come from that. We come from nothing. You know, we were all from poor families, and we knew each other before. We were friends before four of us were, you know, before all the success. And it's just different. So you have to learn to accept people with it, you know,
right.
That, you know, with their faults, and you just move forward, and we would love to do it again with them.
Would you pick another band that you could co-headline with, or would you want to stick with the Backstreet Boys?
I would want to do it with them again, because we kind of put that all together. It was a big deal, mm-hmm. You know, to do it, and why wouldn't we do it again? It was really successful. I had a blast doing it. I'd love to do it again with them.
So can we expect that to happen again?
I have no idea. It's 10 people's opinions, you know, between the five of us and five of them. I have no idea. We're just focused on, you know, mixtape four right now.
Believe me, Cleveland's going to be excited. You're going to have a packed house on May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena, New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. I just saw a Hallmark movie starring Debbie Gibson, which kind of makes me think, oh, great, a whole new avenue for Debbie Gibson. I love that she's acting, too. Did you see the movie A Star Is Born?
I did. I loved it. It was great.
That's what everybody said.
Great movie. You know, especially our background. You know, we knew her kind of as she was just having success. She opened up for us for a couple years in 2008, 2009. And, you know, we all knew she was going to be famous and successful. But now you see there's Oscar buzz. And, you know, she's really incredible in the movie. And Bradley Cooper did a great job, too, in directing it, too.
I was surprised at how great Bradley Cooper was in that.
Yeah, it was good that they kind of made him like a country singer, because it fit him really well. So, and I thought it was cool because she's like kind of the opposite of a country singer. So that, you know, those two worlds kind of colliding together was pretty awesome.
Absolutely. That movie is incredible. Now back to you. And we love watching you guys move around the stage. You were one of the key choreographers. Do you think that you're the best dancer in the group?
I don't know. I would say Jordan is.
Really?
In my opinion. But we don't do our choreography anymore. We let someone else do that. We're good with it. We'd rather hire someone.
Oh, I get it. Kind of makes it a little bit easier for you. Hey, when you guys come to Cleveland, again, mixtape tour, special guests, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Salt-N-Pepa, Naughty by Nature, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. I hope that you're going to take a little bit of time to explore Cleveland. You've been here plenty of times. Is there something that you're looking forward to seeing, or do you have plans to go explore Cleveland while you're here?
It really depends on the schedule. Like, we've been there a lot, and it's a great city. The crowd is always unbelievable there. Like, we have a lot of memories from that arena. We'll just be happy to be there and, you know, put on a great show. And it depends on, like, you know, what time we get there, if we have the day off, and it's all about the schedule.
Well, I hope that you do have some fun in Cleveland. We've got great museums. Art Museum's amazing. The Natural History Museum, of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, and restaurants are incredible here. But we are so excited about you guys coming. And please, don't think you guys have to wait a year to come back. The audience is here for you guys.
We like to keep people wanting more. So I think what we're doing now is it's working out for us.
We're excited about this. Danny, thank you for taking a few moments with us. It's May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. New Kids on the Block mixtape tour with special guests Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Salt-N-Pepa, and Naughty by Nature.